Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Use it to your advantage. We're having a great visit with our good friend Steve Martin. Steve is the author of Instant Profits, Making Your Business Pay, and profitpro.us is his website. I hope you check it out when you get a chance. Steve, thanks again for hanging out with us. What are some other things that we need to know about how the marketplace is changing, and maybe faster than we can react to it?
Yeah, Jim, there is so much demand for the attention of the customer these days that the general broadcast of, hey, I've got a great thing, come see what we have, isn't going to work very well anymore. You really have to understand exactly what your customers are looking for, what's the emotional connection, and make a rifle shot into that. And that means targeting everything you're doing. Now, the beauty of the Internet is you can do that with the advertising platforms that are out there. You can get very, very precise.
Right, exactly. And the thing to remember about being a small business owner is that we don't have to conquer the world to be successful.
That's excellent advice, Jim. You really just have to take care of your own niche, and that may be 3 to 5 miles around your physical location, or it may be a particular small segment of a very large marketplace.
That's right. You just find out what it is that you're really good at. Find the people who really want that. And then love them up, serve them within an inch of their life. But here's something else, Steve, that I think is important. I think that one of the things that's happening that a lot of business owners, a lot of people in the marketplace are having a hard time with these days is their customers' expectations are changing. And sometimes, you know, in the old days, businesses told their customers what to think, maybe what to expect. But today, you know, customers is going the other way. Customers have their own expectations first, and this is something to me. One of the most important things you can do today is ask your customers, talk to them, get to know them, find out what's on their mind. What are they expecting from you, from someone like you?
That's absolutely correct. You. The expectations have, in fact, changed. You know, that's proved every day in stores like Best Buy, where people go in with their smartphones and do the showrooming, do price comparison right there on the floor.
Right. Well, I do that all the time. And the thing is, one thing that we got to remember, Steve, and it's happening more and more, and obviously consumers are doing this, but business customers are doing it too. They're using that magic wand in their hand to more of their advantage. And one of the things I've said, Steve, is that mobile computing wasn't any part of your past, but it's going to be a major part of your future. What do you think?
Well, it's definitely happened already. You know, distributed computing power just makes the Internet even broader and deeper, and exchange of information faster, and you know, there's a disadvantage to that too. The amount of information can be overwhelming. So again, if to the extent that you can be very precise in the information that you deliver and target it right to what the customers want to hear, the more cost effective you're going to be in your marketing and sales programs.
But also, if you can become the kind of a thought leader to your prospects and your customers, well, they actually look to you to help them sort this out. That's all part of what we talked about earlier about building relevance with a customer in advance of asking them for their business. I call it, Steve, I have a term for it. I call it contribute first, contract second. What do you think?
I think you're absolutely correct. And, you know, the ultimate bottom line in all of these transactions is that businesses are run by people, and, you know, people are buying from other people. They want to have a sense of human connection at some point along the line. It's not just a machine that they're interfacing with that may be distributed computing power, but they want to have, they want to feel good about who they're dealing with.
Right, exactly. Steve, thank you so much for being here. Good job today. Appreciate you, your time and your information. We'll see you next time. Steve Martin, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you to always seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.